I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Monday, October 10. Coming up, Health Minister requests report on deaths of four infants at the Victoria Jubilee Hospital. Prime Minister urges DBJ to fast-track the Harmony Cove project and local financial institutions encouraged to comply with international standards. The news in detail after this message.
Calling all government pensioners in Kingston, St. Andrew and St. Catherine. The Accountant General's Department is coming your way. On Friday, October 28, the AGD will be at the Emmanuel Apostolic Church, Portmore Pines at 10 a.m. Come hear about the life certificate plans, get financial advice from Jamaica National, speak directly with Sagicor about your GOJ health plan, get free health checks from NHF, and stay for the entertainment prizes and surprises. That's the AGD's Pensioners Information Forum, Friday, October 28th, Emmanuel Apostolic Church, Portmore Pines at 10 a.m.
Are you a college or university student? Do you love sports and photography? If yes, then here's a special opportunity for you. Enter the Jamaica Information Service Heritage Photo Competition. Send us a high-resolution image under the theme, I Am a Champion. Photos will be judged on interpretation of the topic, originality, composition, technicality, and impact. Lots of prizes to be won. Deadline for submissions is November 6. For submission requirements and other information, visit jis.gov.jm. Call 926-359-024, extension 2137, or send an email to heritagephoto@jis.gov.jm.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is calling on local financial institutions to make every effort to comply with international financial regulations. Mr. Holness says Jamaica's regulatory environment must meet international standards to prevent a fallout in the country's international reputation and doing business ratings. Maintaining a reputable financial services sector, the Prime Minister adds, is a key component of Jamaica's growth agenda. The sector is also among those tapped to generate sustained economic growth going forward.
The inconvenience that new levels of compliance will bring pales in comparison to the consequences of an unfavorable global reputation or rating on Jamaican businesses and financial institutions.
Prime Minister Holness was speaking at the Jamaica Bankers Association's 5th annual Anti-Money Laundering Counter-Financing of Terrorism Conference on Monday. Meanwhile, the Prime Minister is urging the Development Bank of Jamaica, DBJ, to fast-track the Harmony Cove project, which will see the development of a casino resort in Trelawney. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the development has great potential to drive economic growth and boost Jamaica's tourism product.
But the Harmony Cove project is one that the DBJ needs to take a very serious look at it on this, and the government is very anxious that this be done. So another charge to the board is to get on with that project. We have to make some decisions on it. We have to move ahead with the project.
Prime Minister Holness was addressing the DBJ's strategic planning retreat for boards of directors in Kingston recently. Harmony Cove is owned by the DBJ and the National Housing Trust under the company Harmonization Limited, which is planning the development of the resort, projected to have as many as 5,000 rooms. Ground is to be broken for the first phase of the project in 2017, which will see to the construction of the first 1,000 rooms, valued at $900 million. The Ministry of Health is compiling data on the deaths of four infants at the Victoria Jubilee Hospital with a view to conducting a substantive probe into the incident. This after a directive by Minister of Health Dr. Christopher Tufton for a report on the deaths within the next 6 days. A specially appointed team is conducting the probe. The team includes Permanent Secretary Elaine Foster Allen, Chief Medical Officer Dr. Winston Della Hay, and Regional Director of the Southeast Regional Health Authority Maureen Golding. The team will investigate the circumstances that led to the deaths of the four infants and outline preventative measures that could have been taken. Meanwhile, Chief Medical Officer Dr. Winston Della Hay says recent tests point to mother-to-child transmission of the bacterial infection.
Just from the whole labor ward and having done that swabbing, the result came back that there is no evidence of that organism anywhere on the labor ward. So it confirms our observation that it's a mother-to-child.
The bacteria known as Streptococcus can be transmitted to children prior to and during delivery. Dr. Delahaye says about 1 to 2% of children are infected with Streptococcus each year, with 1 out of every 20 infected persons dying as a result. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.